WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I'll admit it, it's taken me a long time to get to the point where I can appreciate Willie Mitchell. Of all the people who've revolutionized black popular music in this country, this jazz-loving trumpeter from Memphis eluded me for the longest time. But these days, I have to concede that I must not have heard enough of the records he produced. Go figure. Willie Mitchell was born in 1928 and moved to Memphis with his family when he was three. He must have started playing soon after that, because before he was out of high school, he was a veteran of two of the best bands in the city, Tough Greens and Al Jackson Seniors. He attended Rust College, studied composition, and played on B.B. King's first records, and then formed a 17-piece band of his own. After serving in the Army, he came back to Memphis, formed another band, and based himself at the hippest club in town, the Plantation Inn. Among the jazz notables who were members at one time or another were Phineas Newborn Jr., Charles Lloyd, Booker Little, and George Coleman. By the end of the 50s, Mitchell had also started a new career, producing records for a small label called Home of the Blues. None of the records were hits, but the pop music bug had bitten him. And when Joe Quohai asked him in 1961 if he'd like to make records with his band for the High label, Mitchell jumped at the chance. "2075" came out in 1964 and was his first big hit. Already you can hear a few Willie Mitchell trademarks, that drum sound for one thing. By now he was warming to the possibilities of what was becoming known as soul music, and when Don Roby approached him to produce a couple of Memphians for Roby's Duke and Backbeat labels, Willie Mitchell said yes.
When we first met, baby, you said it, me and you. But I found out later there was others too. But I didn't quit you, baby, I hung on like a vine. But when you say your love for me was all in my
Bobby Bland got three hit singles out of the sessions he did with Mitchell, and now Mitchell approached Joe Quohai about signing some singers to High Records, where Mitchell's band was still making instrumental hits. Trouble was, by 1968, the Memphis soul explosion was winding down, and Stax Records across town had signed most of the hot talent, including plenty who'd grooved to the Willie Mitchell band at the Plantation Inn. Still, there was this skinny girl from Arkansas, Ann Peebles. Part-Time Love was her fourth record for High, and its sales convinced Quohai that Mitchell was onto something. Was he ever? He was on tour in Midland, Texas that year, and as the band rehearsed with the singer who was opening the show, Mitchell heard something. He ran to the phone and called Quohai and told him he'd be bringing back a superb singer. The kid had already had a mild hit called Back Up Train, but was about to chuck it all. He was in debt and very discouraged. Mitchell said that if he'd come back to Memphis with him, he'd pay off his debts. The kid agreed, and that's how Al Green got to Memphis. The first thing Mitchell had him record was, of all things, I Want to Hold Your Hand, but it was a Temptations number that really did it for Green and Mitchell.
Turn a gray sky blue.
I can make it rain when I want to.
Oh,
I can build a castle from a single grain of sand. Yeah. You see, I can make a ship sail on dry land, children, yeah. Unhappy am I with all the powers that I possess, yeah. Yeah, you're the key to my happiness, and I
can't get next to you, hey.
And this is what I didn't like about Willie Mitchell. After I'd gotten used to the majesty of the Stax version of the Memphis sound, here was this guy whose stuff sounded like it was recorded in a coat closet. On the other hand, it could be striking in its weirdness.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember?
And who could resist that Memphis beat, the lazy, swaying, relaxed rhythm that Mitchell got out of his famous house band? Today, I enjoy the work he did as he rebuilt Memphis soul music almost single-handedly in the 70s with Al Green, Syl Johnson, Ann Peebles, O.V. Wright, and others. I don't know how I could have missed it the first time around.